Yeah. Win the championship. Who's down 3-1? Yeah.
Good night, guys. Welcome to Two Mary Janes High MBK Podcast. Welcome to Two Mary Janes High MBK Podcast. I am Steph Keisha, and this is...
My name is Antoinette. Every week, my name's going to be something different. So this week, I'm going to be Antoinette. Do you think you will be able to remember that for the rest of the episode? Don't call me Keisha no more. Because it's just too similar to Keisha. Steph Keisha. You see how she's trying to keep that fake ass smile on? It's a bunch of bullshit. Watch halfway through the episode, she's going to be screaming and yelling. This is a good start, though. So, I am Antoinette. Nice to meet you guys for the night. Ready to get this shit going?
Absolutely. And Tanette.
Oh, my mom said we should stop cursing so much. And I told her that was kind of just how the podcast goes. It's like, people like that. And she was like, yeah, but if you want to get, like, you know, like, corporate people to invest. I said, Mom, that's not how it works anymore. It just doesn't work that way. Like, people invest in real shit. Like, Cardi B curses a fucking lot. And that bitch is a millionaire almost. She's moving. She's moving. Okay?
Yeah.
So, like, yes. Okay, but I'm just saying. Oh, well, I'm just saying. You know, sometimes you just gotta tell your parents. Anyways, welcome, guys. Sorry.
Fuck up the intro.
It's fine. We're here.
We're here today. I just want to first tell you guys, again, we're Two Mary Janes, High MBK. I'm Steph Keisha. As Antoinette indicated, she is Antoinette this week. Next week, it might be different. Okay? Her name changes. Mine does not. Steph Keisha here. Also, please. Like, subscribe, comment. Also, our Instagram page at Two Mary Janes High MBK Podcast. This is where you get your information about marijuana, what you enjoy, how you enjoy it. We're not going to tell you when to enjoy, but we're going to tell you the things that you can use to magnify it. We're going to tell you the places you can go to learn information about it. We're going to let you know the places where laws may have changed for the better or the worse, all dependent. It looks like it's going pretty good these days. And if you need to know anything, want to know anything, you absolutely have to comment. Send us messages. Ask us questions. We are here for you.
She is. I don't know.
I'm anyway. Here for you guys. I'm sometimes. Sorry that Antoinette
sometimes
is such a sourpuss.
That sometimes I'll be here. Sometimes.
She doesn't want to be here, but Steph Keisha is.
She ain't going to always be there for y'all.
That's I'm here for y'all. As long as it's about any information you may want in regards to the things that I indicated that we will speak of, we will also speak about... We also will have our hot topics. We'll talk about Ratchet Television, what's going on in social media, what's going on with social media celebrities, what's going on with real celebrities, what's going on within the world. If you want to hear us talk about any topics, you absolutely have to comment or leave a message. But definitely like, comment, subscribe, as well as follow on our Instagram. We also will be across the boards in terms we're on Spotify. Just to let you guys know where you can go.
Next.
Where would you like to start today, Antoinette? Or is it Antoinette? Antoinette or Antoinette? Which one?
I like this question. I appreciate you caring enough to ask me. But I don't really care. Either one.
Okay, so Antoinette.
Doesn't really matter.
Would you like to start with our common strain of the week? Our strains are never common.
Sure.
Let you know. Are you starting or am I?
You, please.
Okay, she always wants me to start, and I never ever know why, because, you know, this week I'm totally unprepared, but guess what? As unprepared as I am, I'm prepared. So, the information that I came to bring to you this week in regards to our strain of the week is white gold.
White gold. I like the name already.
If you guys didn't know, because I said it in our prior podcast, I am an indica strain lover. I love it, I love it, I love it. It is what I'm about. And typically, I'm going to give you guys indica strain. So this week, it's white gold. It's an indica dominant hybrid of White Widow and Himalayan Gold Antoinette. And guess what? If you roll that bag right there, we're smoking white gold. Anyway, it has a pungent haze aroma. Did you realize that yet? Did you smell that haze aroma?
I think so.
Ooh, she smelled it. She also mixes it with her sucky ass green. But listen, I gotta deal with what I have to deal with. I don't often want to deal with it, but I'm like subjected to this. She's like, I don't want to be like incapacitated. I don't want to be where I can't function. I can function, so I don't quite understand why she can't function, but whatever. Back to white gold, guys. So, pungent haze aroma tastes sweet and earthy. Sweet and earthy. Did you feel that? Did you feel the sweet and earthy? What are you doing?
Maybe the earthy, but not the sweet. I'm rolling out.
You was looking at the video?
But I well, it's playing. But I
So you was focused?
Messed up and rolled the weed the wrong way. So now I'm
now she gotta roll it the right way.
Roll it the proper way.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So it has my bad.
It has a hint of fruitiness, guys. A hint of fruitiness. It helps because I always talk about the benefits of the marijuana that I smoke, because I smoke it for reasons. I mean, I smoke to get high too, but it actually really truly does help with other things. So this particular strain, White Gold, works with that. If you have a lack of appetite, like if you can't eat, you know, smoke this. If you're stressed, you're depressed, you have pain, nausea. Let me tell you something. I suffer with lower back pain and knee pain. And when I smoke this, there's such an alleviation. There's such an alleviation to all of those things. So please, I'm begging you guys. If you guys want to feel good all over and you want to be able to be at peace, I suggest you smoke White Gold. Mm-hmm. Now, I also suggest you get some eye drops, because you're definitely going to have some fucking red eyes and you're definitely going to look high. So if you want to smoke and go to work on this, I hope it's a job where you're not operating heavy machinery, because you will like be like a little delayed.
Well, don't then
operate. Listen, you do what you want. However,
no, please don't. You know, we don't want you to die smoking weed. It's not that serious.
The caution we wish for you to take, the precautions are, if you're doing those things, maybe you shouldn't smoke White Gold. But if you're at home chilling, relaxing, maxing, and you just want to like chill out, definitely smoke some White Gold, guys. That is my indica strain of the week. I do have a sativa strain. I just did that for her, because she doesn't even know. I bring sativa ever so often for you, just so that you can still function. I don't like sativa, because though you are like high, it's not, you're not, I'm not like on the couch chilling like just like, ooh, I feel good. No, I'm like, ooh, what can I do now? Oh my god, that's what that meant. Ooh, I can put this here. Oh my god, ooh, I can definitely figure this out. And I don't like to feel that way, because I feel that way when I'm fucking not high. But that's why the fuck I get high. There's too much shit going on. But for her, I guess it works. Would you like for me to go with my sativa strain and Antoinette?
Sure, that way I don't have to do mine.
Oh no, definitely. I want to hear. You found a sativa?
No, you found
a sativa?
No.
Did you find a sativa? Tell me about the sativa.
Please don't touch me.
Why can't I touch you? Why can't I touch you, Antoinette? She never wants me to touch her.
Oh my god, you're right.
Her man can touch her, but I can't. I don't even want to touch her in a sexual manner. But I do prefer for her like to let me like, you know. No, I'm joking, guys.
Oh my god. This is what I have to go with. Come on, do yours.
Okay, so I'm going old school. And everyone has smoked this strain. I mean, I feel like because this is not a new strain. This strain has been around for quite some time.
Okay, but there are newbie smokers that haven't smoked.
What do you mean, like babies?
No. I don't mean babies getting
high. My definition of a baby is
I said
18 to like, I'm not a baby.
I didn't say baby smokers. I said newbies. Like people that just started smoking, which means they probably haven't touched the OG stuff that we might be used to.
Who would start smoking in the age that we are in?
The people that waited till it got legalized to do it.
Oh, y'all are dumb. But anyway.
No, you're not.
If you haven't tried this strain,
you're not dumb.
It's called Jack Herrera. You've smoked it. I've smoked it. See? Now you want to put your damn lips up like, oh, that's what you picked? Yes, bitch, that's what I picked. However, I apologize, Mrs. Chance.
Hi.
I'm sorry.
She ain't sorry. This is how she talks to me.
I love her. Mom,
Continue.
Jack Herrera is a sativa-dominant strain. Now, it was named after the person who created it, guys. So the creator's name was Jack Herrera as well. It was created in the mid-90s.
I like that name.
And it was sold in Dutch pharmacy. So it was already in the mid-90s, already put under the guise of medicinal. Not, you know, in the 90s, everything was just getting high. And then you're going to go to crack. And then you're just going to be out there selling your ass. And just doing things ungodly. Oh, my God. I read a book once, but we won't go there. So, Jack Herrera is a strain that I recommend as well. That you're actually able to move and function and so forth. If that's your thing, then that's your thing. Go and smoke Jack Herrera. I only smoke it with her because she wants to function. I want to sit here and be like, ooh, oh, yeah. I don't want to be like, oh my God, ooh, oh my God. No, I just want to be like, ooh, oh my God, yeah. That is my two strains of the week, guys.
Because I don't have the applause feature on here. Or else I just...
We get there. You know, it's a lot of things. So, we're in the beginning. And if you judge. Just write it in the comments. And put a like.
Please don't send your judgments in the comments. We don't want them. Let's go to the wheat law of the week.
All criticism is great criticism. It allows us to move forward in a great way for you.
Yeah. Criticism, yes. Judgy, no. Keep your judgy comments to yourself. So Cuomo is going to release plan to legalize recreational use of marijuana. Very happy about this.
Who?
Cuomo. I call him Cuomo. I know you guys call him Cuomo, but I call him Cuomo.
Okay, Cuomo. Yes. We call him Cuomo. Hey, Governor Cuomo. He's looking towards legalizing, guys.
There's a budget.
Recreational use.
There's a budget that addresses next year we could be smoking. Recreationally, it's not hard to get a card, though. If you're in Cali, it's not that hard. So it shouldn't be that hard elsewhere either. And as you saw, if you follow us on Instagram, I posted recently, I was walking a dog past Utica, you know, to get to the park down there on Franklin.
She was walking a dog, guys.
And there was a sign that said, get your recreational marijuana card now. Like, sign up to get it on Utica and Eastern Parkway. Just there. Right there. I was like, oh. Is this what we're promoting right now, today? Sounds good to me, guys.
Do you guys hear this?
Aide said Tuesday the governor will introduce a plan for legalizing recreational marijuana, possibly as part of his executive budget. Excuse me. The goal of this administration is to create a model program for regulated adult use cannabis, and the best way to do that is to ensure our final proposal captures the views of everyday New Yorkers, said Cuomo spokesman Tyrone Stevens. I'm not reading all this, but there's a study released in May by the city. Legalizing marijuana could create a $3.1 billion market in New York State. I'm glad I don't do that. It's just ridiculous. If you guys had to put up with this as a friend all the time, it would be so hard for you.
What did I do?
Probably wouldn't be allowing smoking cannabis out in public, but might allow it in some establishments. The health questions about smoking cannabis are nothing like problems with tobacco, in part because no one would smoke a comparable quantity. So,
your weed law of the week, Steph Keisha. Well, you don't want to elaborate further
on... Oh, no, you can talk about it. You're welcome to. Sorry.
Yeah. So, they actually had a study, and he's going to release the findings of the studies. So, I guess that's going to move... It's going to help move forward his case in regards to making it legal, for legal use. You know, the main point of it all, especially in the state of New York, where we need this extra money. And we really.
They don't need the extra money. Really. I don't know about all that, but
yes, we need the extra
money. They're fucking raping us of the fucking metro, and the shit is ass white trash. So, yes, I have said it. Ass wipe trash. So, what is the extra money going to do? What is it going to do?
Fix the ass wipe trash.
Oh, police.
Do you hear what Colorado has done? Colorado has made tons of money. I wish I had the statistics right now. I didn't know that was one of her topics. And then maybe I would have been able to bring it. I apologize to you guys.
As a weed like law.
Hard facts.
Hard topic.
But Colorado has made a whole lot of money off of their marijuana production, selling, and so forth. And they've been able to do a lot of great things for the people
of their state.
So when she says, like, we have sucky subway service here, it will get better
if they
legalize this. Not, I don't want to smoke their weed, though, because I don't trust the government. I don't want to smoke their weed.
Well, there'll still be growers that contribute.
But they influence. They have a heavy influence in things. I don't want to smoke their shit because they start playing around with motherfuckers. However,
but the regular weed legalize will still be there forever. It'll be even better for them. Oh, it's there.
So, it will do well. It will fix our sucky MTA service. It will definitely do that. And
yeah, I have hope, as you said.
I have hope as well that it'll work and it'll move forward and we'll be able to, like, without worry, smoke and just be able to be at peace without being looked at. Well, people are still going to look at you because there's people out there like, you smoke. I don't do that. I don't know what kind of woman you are. How old are you? You smoke weed? Like my mom would be like, so you're like this age and you're still doing that? Like, you're just disgusting. When are you going to finish? When are you going to stop? Like, and you know, and I'll tell her this, if she ever, like, you know, if
I don't think there's an age limit.
If she said this to me, I would say, that's why I smoke. I smoke because you say shit like this to me. Now I got to go smoke weed so I feel better. I'll be back. Look at that. My father was totally like, you guys, I don't understand why you guys are smoking weed. Now I go visit my father and he's like, well, the other day I was mad when I went to visit him. He was like, well, you can go in the basement if you brought your stuff with you. As long as I don't smell it, I'm fine. But he didn't even tell me to go outside. He said, go in the basement.
It's cold outside.
When it's cold outside.
He has consideration.
Your daddy will let you smoke in the basement.
Yes, in the house, downstairs.
But I would be quite happy. Clean. You know, if it works through Cuomo, I'll be totally 1,000% happy. If it doesn't, I'm still going to smoke. I'm still going to smoke.
We will.
You know, regardless. I'm still going to smoke.
We will.
My weed law of the week is from actually Michigan and Utah. And it's really, really short because, you know, these are states that you wouldn't ordinarily believe because I believe they're red states. I'm not 100% pretty sure. Strict. But in Michigan and Utah and Missouri, in Michigan, it's a recreational use is legalized. They could smoke their weed. I didn't get the particulars, but they could just smoke because they want to smoke. And in Utah, they only legalize medicinal use. And okay. I'm pretty sure it's not as stringent as it is in New York, because that's where we are. Like, to be able to smoke medical marijuana, you have to be near dead. And they're just like, well, you're one step away. We might as well give you some comfort.
But weed before you die.
Yeah, the hazel here. Smoke some weed. It's not like, I wish it was like Cali, where it was just like, you need it here. You got your knee pain? Come smoke this. I got the strain for you. I can give you the strain, too, if you suffer from knee pain. Next time, I'm going to tell you all what helps with your knee pain. Because, guys, I'll be fucking my knees. I'll be fucking them up. But, yeah, that's my weed law of the week. So it's for Missouri, Utah, and Michigan. And it's legalized recreationally in Michigan and in Utah, medicinal use only.
So. And almost to New York and New Jersey.
Yeah. But didn't New Jersey pass the law that medicinal use? Yeah, kind of, but
they're going to do, I guess, something else really soon.
Yeah.
Because it was on the same thing as the New York one. Okay.
Guys, again, like, comment, subscribe.
Oh, no.
Please let us know what you want to hear. My issue so thus far has been that I don't really know what you guys want to hear. I'm coming across a lot of the same information when I do my own searches as to what I want to present to you guys. I want to be able to present sound information and things that you really, really, really want to hear. So I'm really encouraging you guys, go to our Instagram page. It's at Two Mary Janes High and BK. You like, you follow, you send us messages. On YouTube, it's Two Mary Janes High and BK. Please like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what it is exactly in regards to the cannabis community, the cannabis culture, what you're interested in, what you want to hear, what information do you want to learn. Let us know.
Next, we're going to go into the Instagram page of the week.
Instagram, guys.
Mine is, because we're on the East Coast, so try not to only just keep it in New York, but I guess maybe on this side, I guess, the east side.
Yeah.
So my page is going to be NJ Weedman. That's the page. Ooh. At NJ Weedman.
And is it Nancy?
Yes.
And is it Nancy?
J as in Junior.
Man.
New Jersey, Weedman.
There you go.
Sorry. That might be easier. So he describes himself as a pothead, freethinker, activist, truth teller, and a dreamer. But so he obviously is a connoisseur. He's on Uber Eats. You can order on Uber Eats from him. And, you know, that's really convenient.
I apologize for cutting you off. Did you buy the snacks?
Yeah, they're in there.
Oh, really? It's quite nice to know that they're in there.
I wasn't sure if we should be munching on the...
I could have ate them before, and now I'm fucking hungry.
We can go in there and eat them now.
No, I can't do it right now because we're recording. Go ahead, continue.
He delivers on Uber Eats.
He delivers.
I thought that was really cool and, like, something that is to be said because you can just go on your phone. No, he's not like that at all. He's a businessman. He also has the New Jersey weed parties, like how we have the Brooklyn ones that we post and that we visited that one time and will frequent in the near future. They have the smoke parties in New Jersey. So if you follow the page, you'll see he has information. Some of them you have to pay. I don't think any of them are free, actually. But they have edibles and all that stuff.
If you get them in advance, because I haven't paid
yet. I don't know. Yeah, this one is different. So, some like on the page that he posted, it says like $5 entry. Stuff like that. It's not like anything
it's reasonable. Yeah. It's a safe environment, hopefully.
Exactly.
You smoke, you enjoy your time, you buy
Check him out. Or find him on Uber Eats, but just follow him and then, you know, you'll have all the details there.
At New Jersey Weedman on Instagram. NJ Weedman on Instagram. Go follow him. Go see what's up. Especially if you're in New Jersey or you're going to be traveling through and you need to like find something to do where you need to do what you need to do.
You're just there for the weekend.
You find them and you do what you do. Mine is ganja.one.love.
Okay.
What I totally enjoyed about this.
What?
It's not necessarily where you can go and find events and so forth to go to. This one is just about like funny memes, information about it, videos where they're doing like dumb shit in regards to how they're smoking it, pictures of like beautiful buds, like so colorful.
I thought you were gonna say beautiful butts, like ass.
I have pages for that if you guys want to know.
Smoking weed. I was going to say that.
One of them is Lusty McDaniels, but we'll get there.
Okay.
But it's funny memes, videos, and information about marijuana, ganja, the ganja culture. It was just really funny to me, and I don't often get to see. Definitely entertaining. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you for letting me know that.
No, we were just having a conversation.
I understand.
That's what a podcast is.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was engaging in the conversation.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. See, this is why I love her. Because I was like, oh, you try to correct me?
Yeah, not at all.
She tried to correct me. No.
Engaging in
the
conversation.
No, she was talking to me.
You can't have a conversation with her on a podcast.
Oh,
sorry.
Gosh.
Sorry for trying, guys. Let me just mind my business and do what I do best. This fucking bitch.
But yeah, she poured my drink so I could talk more shit.
Because she's a bitch.
And then she poured more.
Yeah. Clearly you need it. You need, like, the juice to be happy and nice.
Oh, I love the juice. Oh.
Yeah, you have to. Go ahead. No. Go ahead, girl. What's wrong with you?
Because I don't want to edit this up. Hello, I'm recording, baby.
What an editor.
I love you. I'll call you later. I'll text you.
I'll just take that out. You can edit that.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's just so fun for me. Okay.
Yes.
Matthew. I really like this page though.
No, it really was.
Because I follow
really
all these pages. Like they are entertaining.
Entertaining.
When you're just doing your shit, scrolling.
Yes, and like the memes are just fucking out of this world. And if you smoke
and a lot
marijuana.
Of can relate to. Yes.
Yes, that's definitely the whole point is you can relate to them. You're like, I can't fucking believe this shit. Niggas out here really do shit. I thought it was only me. Nope. It's about you and about another 20 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So Y'all know, please go follow ganja.one.love on Instagram. At ganja.one.love. One spelled out. O-N-E. Booze. All
right.
That is my Instagram page of the week.
Okay, I have one more. It's going to be the Garden State Dispensary.
Garden State, New Jersey.
Again. And it's just what it's called. A Garden State Dispensary. They have a store online. Not a physical location. But, you know, that goes without saying. It's obvious. Nothing is for sale, as they say on the page.
Nothing. Nothing is for sale. Any of the things we mentioned, nothing is for sale. You just go get information.
Pure information. Our primary focus is to provide the quality medicinal cannabis to treat New Jersey patients through educational and compassionate care. Nothing for sale.
Nothing.
Check out their Shopify, though.
Yeah.
And that's it for that one.
Those are our Instagram pages of the week. I enjoy scrolling through Instagram. What better way to find great information and meet great people?
And get through the day at work.
Definitely getting through the fucking day at work, because I don't even do shit at work. I sit on Instagram. I be mad sometimes. Like,
she literally
doesn't give me work.
She puts videos on Instagram that says, "Do you guys need any help in there?" And then nobody says anything.
That's my proof.
I asked. So she's just like, "Yeah, see, told you." Hilarious. Okay, you guys gotta follow her. I am Steph Keisha, just how it's spelled.
Please do. I'm totally revamping my page. I mean, there's tons of stuff on there. I don't know if you've noticed. I've deleted 900 posts so far. I'm really deleting everything, but I'm trying to figure out what to keep and what to get
rid
of.
That's a lot.
And I do a lot of videos, so I'm definitely going to keep a lot of my videos up, because they're like, have good numbers. And I'm just like, wow, I didn't even realize these videos had these numbers. And I figure they don't see much of it because I have so much of the fluff in between it. So I'm taking all the fluff out, guys. Yeah. But the good shit, the good laughable shit, at I am Steph Keisha. Definitely
really
on Instagram. I try to be.
Get you through the work there.
Oh, shit. Y'all be like, this bitch is crazy. She at work talking this shit. Some days I'd be scared. I'd be like, oh, God, I can't do this. They're going to look at me. And then I'm like, you know what? I need to do this shit because I'm trying to make some money.
Hot Topics.
Oh, God. Oh. Typically, guys, when it's time for Hot Topics, I do like a song.
Oh, you're not going to do it?
Well, no, I don't want to do my normal song, but...
Are you going to do a new song?
I wanted to do a new song. I don't have it, just though. Like, I didn't create it yet.
So why did she tell us about it? Like, shouldn't she have waited until she had it and then told us about it? Like, okay, yeah, I have a new song and I'm going to do it right now. Not, I have a new song, but
I'll
not right now. Wait until next time.
The typical one. No, I'll do it in another way because it's Christmas time. No, I want to do it like Marilyn Monroe sang to President Kennedy.
Okay, go ahead, girl.
Do your thing. I said like she sang.
And you really
to
did it.
President
you did it.
Kennedy.
You really did it.
Okay, that was my interpretation of Marilyn Monroe. Okay, guys. Hot topics.
I'm sorry. Okay, all right, focus.
Oh,
man,
yeah, Josh. I mean, Josh.
Who's Josh? Who's Josh?
I don't even know a fucking Josh. That's the crazy part of everything. But guys, in regards to our hot topics this week, oh my God, I'm telling you, we have a plethora of things to speak about. I don't really know where she wants to start now. I always pick the juicy stuff, and she's just like,
Yeah, we're starting real slow. Well, I want to make sure I'm in the camera. Okay. Where Trump supporters start a GoFundMe to build the wall.
Listen to me. First of all.
Wait a minute.
apologize.
A Florida man started the GoFundMe campaign to raise money online for the wall, saying it's up to Americans to help out and pitch in to get this project rolling, ABC News reports. The campaign has taken off, and as people are pledging their hard-earned cash to see that wall built at the U.S.-Mexico border. As of this afternoon, the GoFundMe campaign has raised more than $7 million. Did you hear that?
$7 million
with a goal of $1 billion. This was raised by 118,000 people in 3 days. Keep in mind that their $1 billion goal is just one-fifth of the $5 billion that Trump has been demanding. So, I wish you should have brought that in the camera. Y'all missed this, but she tried to bring in the bag of chips and drop the shit all on the floor. And then you're going to put the shit in the ashtray. Just put it on the table. Why are you going to mess it up in our ashtray? I might need to... Oh, God. This girl, Jesus Lord. Okay, so now, give me your insight.
This wall?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, why do you guys... not you guys. I can't even phrase it like that.
You niggas.
Why do Trump supporters...
there you go.
...so badly want to build this wall that will do, in my opinion, absolutely nothing in stopping illegal immigrants from coming over into the United States? Are they just specifically targeting the Mexican people? Because there are
illegal
other people.
Illegal immigrants.
Okay, because that's not the only
way. Illegal immigrants.
Right, because that's not the only way.
What I'd like to know is, how many are these motherfuckers? I have two questions. Number one, eat Taco Bell or eat Mexican food, period. And number two, no, three questions. Number two, get Mexicans for gardening. And number three, go to Home Depot to pick Mexicans up for their little cheap ass jobs. Those are my questions. And when you don't want to pay them motherfuckers, because those are the illegal motherfuckers that'll take the cheap ass jobs because they're willing to work and take any money that they can get. Once you don't want that anymore, you're going to pay all this money for all this shit, then fine. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. Because y'all all like the tacos at the taco stand. A lot of them niggas don't have papers. So what? Leave them the fuck alone.
They said it's going to take $25 billion to build this
fucking
wall.
Dumb.
And they indicated even if they made $1.3 million a day, it would take them 51 years to make the $25
billion.
Listen. Y'all are just, like, terrible. I don't really know because I know that America was built on immigration, legal or illegal. So I don't quite understand the immense hatred for illegal people who come here to seek sanction or to become legalized. I don't know. My parents are immigrants. They did it the right way, yes. Well, you know, they did it. They did. They did it the right way.
They're legal immigrants, not illegal.
It doesn't matter. It just, like... I don't know. I really don't know how to combat this issue that they're having with people coming over illegally. I don't really know how it affects the economy or if it would concern me enough to even make me think about how it affects the economy, because I know these people are coming over for better lives. I do know that sometimes there are like different types of people mixed into the bunch, and like some just don't do well when they come here, like they do bad things. You handling, and then at that point you get sent back. I don't know, but I just don't believe in this wall. Take the GoFundMe down.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Ban the GoFundMe.
Why?
Ban the GoFundMe.
Why are you guys doing this?
For what? I'm telling you, they all eat from taco stands. They all want to get cheap gardeners, and they all go to Home Depot and other places to pick up.
These people are coming for a better life. You want them to do it legally? How? They don't have the funds. It costs too much and takes too long.
Fuck the funds. Like, half of them can't get out legally because they fucking, you know, all these crazy people trying to kill people in certain places. And, like, it's just too much. There's gangs there and all type of crazy stuff going on. It's not just here that
shit
happens.
Oh, my God, they're doing
so, like,
terrible, crazy shit out
here.
There. Why wouldn't
you
want
just trying to get out.
And he's black.
Yeah, he's insane. Meanwhile, his fucking wife is a...
He's blocked so many
immigrants,
other countries
for
that need the asylum because there's
be
war.
She's an illegal immigrant because she came in off of these falsified papers because she was his wife. So she's a fucking illegal immigrant if you ask me.
Probably did her hair under false pretense, allegedly. However, I do not know, but I do know that this doesn't sit well with me, and I really don't understand the thought process of some Trump supporters.
Right.
That's just it. That's where I stand on the Trump issue and this fucking wall and GoFundMe page. Please stop, guys. Please
stop. Well, my next one isn't even any better. The topic is lynching. I know. We're watching the TV.
The House says, yeah, approves wall funding as the government shut down NEARS. Where the fuck are we getting $25 billion from?
And they're clapping.
Guys.
They're all clapping and happy, and they're all mostly white people, except for, did you see what's her name down there?
Who?
Oh, man. What is her name?
Why do you want us to spend this amount of money? There's so many terrible things. I'm not, because
it's so important to him, because he's a fucking idiot.
That the money can go towards.
Look at this. This is a shame. It's embarrassing. Like, seriously, it's embarrassing.
And now all these contractors are going to start bidding like a motherfucker, okay?
Oh, of course. Hold on. So,
hopefully.
Lynching. Don't look at me
first
like that.
First of all, I knew it wasn't a federal crime because too many kids are being found lynched and nothing is happening.
So basically, guys, first you didn't let me tell them.
No, I apologize. I just started talking. My bad.
The United States Senate unanimously passed a bill that makes the horrible act a federal civil rights crime Wednesday afternoon. Lynching is what we're talking about. Senator Kamala Harris was spewing black girl magic, and she's the one who led this bill to passing. If found guilty, If found guilty, one could face a life in prison sentencing. It's been a long time coming, but thank goodness for this breakthrough. But just now.
We're in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Why did it take so long for them to make it a federal crime? Like, how do they really view us? I mean, we clearly see how they view us, and I'm very thankful that this woman was able to come in, steamroll it, push it through, and get the support of the entire Senate.
Because you motherfuckers have somehow come back and started doing this shit again. Now, today. Anyway.
Where this woman, I don't know what state it was in, but she found her son hanging outside of the house in the backyard.
Yeah. Lord Jesus.
And they're saying he committed suicide. She's like, no, my son would never.
Sure.
I've done something. We never know what people do, but she's just like, my son would never, ever, ever. I just want you to know I would never hang myself. I would never kill myself. So please, if that ever comes up, and there's no, I never
would. Well, she probably knows the same thing.
But
she knows her son.
She wants justice, and they're just like not moving forward because they're just like, no, it's suicide. Dig deeper. What more can you find? What does the autopsy say besides that? Did it show any other stuff that would indicate that it wasn't something that was done on the person's own behalf? I mean, they did it themselves. It's just upsetting. It's really upsetting, the things that we have to go through, and that it takes so long for us to get like these types of laws passed to protect us.
Yeah.
You know what's even more crazy? That law was passed, but Betsy DeVos, the person who's in charge of the education, is like has done away with, Obama put in a lot of guidelines, not even guidelines, like laws to protect black children in schools, because at one point black children were being disciplined more than other children.
Wow.
And it was disproportionate where he put it, where you can't just keep sending black children to get in trouble, because he was trying to break the school to prison pipeline. He wanted to break that. And now she came in and dismantled that. She took it away. Like, no, you can just discipline these black kids. It doesn't matter if they did something or they didn't. You can put these negative aspects on their record just because you deemed you felt like it was the right thing to do. And you do know, you, like in the world, please understand that this is what they do. This is what they're doing. So our children in school, just to get them right on the path to get into the prison so that the state or the private corporations can make their money off of slave labor. And there's really no way outside of it. Even when we say, oh, parents have to do better, parents have to raise their kids better. No, there is a bigger picture. Even for that to happen, there is a bigger picture, because we live in New York. We don't really see the really harsh life of living in the hood, because even in the hood, it doesn't seem like the hood. But I hear in other states, it's like, shanty towns. Like, niggas really don't have shit. And so they have to find other means just to survive. And am I mad at them? No, just don't kill. Don't. I don't even know what to tell you guys. Like, it's just, understand there's a bigger picture to be fixed before any of that could even come into play. Definitely. So that, you know, that was one of my, I mean, I it just tied in to that.
Yeah,
what
no,
you
definitely,
have to say.
Definitely did. I totally agree.
You want to talk about Ratchet TV?
Yes.
You want me to start?
Mm-hmm. You must have it on your list.
I don't have a list. I'm flying by the seat of my pants today. So we were watching Black Ink's Christmas special. We didn't get to the episode, but we did watch the Christmas special. And if you're into Black Ink, then you possibly saw where, I don't know the guy, but the big rock motherfucker. They showed a scene of him like fucking a girl on live in front of his wife while they were sitting at like the special. And he went the fuck off on the producer that showed it. He punched the ceiling. Turn it off. And you know what?
Well, he asked him nicely to turn the shit off, and he didn't want to listen. So if you act like you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm about to go crazy.
He did.
My wife is sitting right here, and we're clearly trying to repair shit.
Yes.
So why the fuck are you playing this shit? Show or not? I asked your ass. Maybe y'all should have chose a different motherfucking scene in this bitch.
But it was good for TV.
I don't. Okay, well, fuck you. Now I'm gonna really give you something good.
They had
TV
a good. He had a good reaction.
Yeah, he did.
Good for them.
Wonderful. But hey, shit happens. I mean, I understand people trying to keep it cool, but people can only keep it so goddamn cool. Like, seriously, he asked nicely.
Well,
that's all I can give people. Once I asked Don,
it was great television.
His name is Don.
Great television.
It took me a minute.
Thank you, Don.
No,
I felt your pain.
I'm mad that man didn't listen. Then
I loved
tried
your
to
reaction.
Buck up on him, like, get the fuck out of here! Don't
why
try
you
to buck
wanna
up
fight?
Him.
Why are you not? You know, I guess VH1 covers the expenses of you punching the ceiling. But what if you really had to pay for that?
Well,
like, you can't just go around. You gotta control your anger. I get it. You could have just walked out, told your wife, "Come on, babe." Done it in a classy manner. Come on, let
again.
Me
he asked him nicely to turn the shit off. So now you done pissed me the fuck off. And if it's fuck me, then it's fuck you too. And
it's
fuck
good TV.
All this shit in
this
here.
Is TV.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you something good then.
You did. You absolutely did, Don. You brought the
happy.
Ratings
well,
in.
No, he wasn't happy.
No.
Still.
You brought the
ratings
in. I would have
been happy. I would have been fine as long as I got my shit.
You
out.
Gave them what you wanted.
Niggas.
Had you just got up and walked out, that wouldn't have been as. They were, everything I would have been like, he was right. Next.
Sleep.
Now we on it like Don. Oh, no. Now you just. No, you did right.
That.
Because
now
you're like,
you get to keep pushing a nigga.
Now we're
after
like,
the nigga told you no. And it's like, oh no, you're supposed to keep calm all the time and keep being cool and collected. No.
Why?
No, why? Because motherfucker, I was calm in the beginning. I said nicely, turn this shit off. Go to the next motherfucking scene.
It's good
and
TV.
And if you don't, okay, why the fuck do you. Is she. Anyways.
It's good TV.
Okay. Is that. What's your next topic?
No, I brought that up. You next, bitch. I'm chewing on these chips.
I'm chewing on these chips. Okay, Juel Santana.
Oh.
He has 27 months.
Ooh.
I know, that's what I said too. That was my same reaction.
He could do that on
I mean,
his head.
I'm sorry, that wasn't nice. Like, I'm not trying to say I want him to go to jail for a longer period of time. I'm not. I don't want him to go to jail at
me
all.
Me neither.
If he could just have probation and stay at home.
He should have been smarter than that.
Oh, look.
Yeah, I saw.
But I think that's good, and maybe he'll get time served a little bit earlier than, you know,
do some programs.
27
here,
months.
Anger management.
Hello. Focus.
What? I'm talking about Jules.
Oh, it looked like she couldn't tell.
I was looking at the camera.
How can there be white people on the TV? Sorry. Okay. I don't think I whispered because the phone is right here.
See, right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, next is, I think we kind of talked about this. I don't even have all the stuff, but the Kardashians and Blac Chyna. Oh. You kind of mentioned it, so you clearly know a little bit about it.
There's a lawsuit.
The thing. Yeah.
She won the right to go to trial. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in February of 2020. Mm-hmm. And she's suing because she feels like they railroaded her in regard to, meaning she lost out on money because of the show, because they helped get it canceled. And when I was reading stuff, because you know some emails were leaked, and Khloé and
what they said.
Kylie were talking about. Kylie specifically was saying like how toxic. Kyler. I apologize. How toxic Chyna was to her brother, and how Chyna was so fake, and like why you know we shouldn't move forward because it's just for money and blah blah blah. But they do the same thing, so I don't quite. Like, how you blasting somebody for doing the shit that you do? I guess because it was to their family member.
Yeah, easy.
It wasn't to somebody outside the bunch. Mm-hmm. Well, listen. If y'all did that, then she deserves her money. And if y'all didn't do that, then it was just all a waste of time and a waste of money if you didn't have it to burn. Which, well, they have it to burn.
She deserves money because...
If they sabotaged her show, so that, meaning like they made it where the producers... canceled it because of their feelings, because they have more power, because they're the Kardashians, and they're like, okay, well, we'll walk away if you don't stop this. We don't know if that's the case. I don't know that. I don't even know that's an allegedly. I'm just saying, if like, come on, like, you're the top people for this network. You're bringing in all this money for the network, and you think that you can't come to them, like, oh, you
know,
no,
I'm sure you can, but I sorry, because everybody's not going to like me for this. But I don't know if I feel like she necessarily deserves money, though.
Why? It's a loss of funds. Loss of wages. You had a hand in that. It's not that it happened because the network, just like, oh, your numbers weren't coming in. So we're canceling you. It was the Kardashians said you can't do this shit, so we got to stop your shit. I don't know that. Allegedly.
So then Cardi could go sue Nicki.
For what? Defamation?
No, stopping her bags.
If she...
She said she did.
I don't know. I don't know if Cardi can do it in her situation. I just know of this one. How I feel about this one. I don't know how I feel. I never thought about it. You want me to think about it right now and give you an answer?
Yes.
Give me 2.5 seconds. Talk about something.
Well, let's talk about that. She said she
I gotta think about it.
No, I'm giving you a little bit more information so it will help your thought process. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Jeez. She said she stopped plenty of her bags, basically, you know, told certain people that if you work with this person, I'm not doing this with you. Or if like they said, she told Tekashi, if you have Fashion Nova in the song, one of their songs, one of the lines is supposed to be Fashion Nova because there's Fashion Nova me. So it was like, if you have fashion, if you say Fashion Nova in the song, you can't, I'm not doing it. Yeah, because Cardi is, you know, sponsored by Fashion Nova. So he changed the lyrics, and then now Fashion Nova is trying to sue him because they paid him a bag to say Fashion Nova in the song. Yeah. Because, yeah, but it's like full circle.
Why would you play that game if it was a contract?
Yeah, that's so dumb. It's dumb. But he's young. He doesn't know any better.
I don't know what Cardi can do in regards. If that was, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I hope that's the case. But is it worth it?
Absolutely not. That's why she hasn't done it and probably will never do it. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I think she should just take the loss and keep it pushing. You such a boss bitch. But I guess maybe boss bitches sue too. It's all part of the game. Really? I don't know. Like, I was for her at one point.
You're not for Cardi anymore?
No, I'm not for Blac Chyna anymore.
Oh, we're talking about Blac Chyna?
Rubs me the wrong way.
Oh, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah. She forgot, guys. Talking about, oh, like, she's surprised. We were having this conversation like she wasn't here.
Oh.
On my nerves. Yes, her.
If they stopped her damn bag and that's what she wants to do in this worthy case, which the courts deemed so, then, hey, okay. Why not?
I agree. I see what you're saying.
Pick up that money that she lost out on. They don't know what would have happened with the show or how the relationship might have potentially ended out had the money come in from that. Who knows? I don't know. But Chyna, I don't know who you... I don't know you. I really don't. But I know what's, like, put out there. And it's just like, oh, my God. Why?
It's never a positive. Like, it's always negative. It's just too much for me. I need something to be positive.
Your children are beautiful.
Yeah, but I need something to be positive. Even when it comes to your children. You at Disneyland throwing around fucking... What's the names? At people. Dollars. Yeah, well, and I get it because somebody came up to her and... But I totally to get that story. Dreams. But I'm just saying it's never, like... Just positive. I don't feel like I see a news thing and it says Black China and positive headline. No, it's always negative.
I'm a mom. I don't know. I'm not a fighter, so I don't know.
But I don't think that outside of your children, every single headline, even outside of that, has to always be negative. And for her, it usually is. Except for there was one I saw that said that they decided to put the child support on hold until after Christmas. That's good.
Well, because Monday on means, Tuesday, but... so I guess Wednesday.
That's what I thought that means. Weekend. But... like, it's what the
after
fuck
Christmas.
What does that mean? Does that mean at 12:30 a.m.?
Or do you mean like, after the new year? Like January 1st?
Thank you.
January 2nd now. That's when business offices open. January 2nd. Where my money, nigga? We ain't come to an agreement. Now holiday's over. Sorry if you hung over. But we at the courthouse early a.m.
What's going on after Christmas? They didn't say, like, New Year's, holidays. They said after Christmas. Mark, so what does that mean, the 26th?
On Wednesday, December 26th?
Right.
She's going to resume all proceedings.
Just saying, I don't know what that means. But listen, it's positive. That's so positive.
He should have known better. And I'm not trying to say you're a bad woman or anything, but he just should have known better.
No, he shouldn't have. He dated one of the twin girls, and that went all right for him. So he probably thought, like, oh, I could do another black girl. Everything's cool, but he chose the wrong black girl.
Right or wrong, he just should have did a little more homework.
No, he chose the wrong black girl. For him, that wasn't his speed. That she's be way beyond his speed.
I always thought he was trying to get back at his family.
He probably was, but that's not the bitch to choose. Choose a different one.
Who else?
Choose one that has money and will actually take care of your ass. That will actually love you. Maybe that they don't like. Maybe find another one that they don't like. But not that one. Not one that's going to run you to the ground, too. That don't give a fuck about your whole soul and entire being. She don't give a fuck about him. At all. She made that very clear. Even if they get back together, she made that very clear. And he'd be a fool to get back with her.
Was it last Christmas she left?
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably. Yeah. I know. It's hard to remember everything.
Damn, she took everything. I left the Christmas tree.
I don't know. Even when I watched that show, I just felt like it was so genuine. I just felt like it was a show. That's why when we were talking about, I'm like, whatever.
But we don't know where it could have gone.
You're right. I mean, I feel like he loved her. I don't feel like she loved him.
That was a bad from the beginning.
It's very bad.
It was for fun, and then they started, like, sitting and talking and thinking, oh, what can we do? How can we do it? Like, how can... And it was that. Dream.
Dream. Boom.
And she is her daddy child. She looked just like her dad.
Yeah, cutie
She's
pie.
Beautiful. Yes.
Did you see the KKK people vandalizing Meek Mill's grandmother's house?
Yes. It was one person.
Well, people. Hey, trust me, there are some people behind him. It wasn't just him by himself. But go ahead. Maybe it was. You could be right. Maybe he was all motivated on his own. But
yes.
What do you think about that?
It's upsetting. I just don't understand why is there such hate.
Let the man live.
I don't understand. I wish I did, and I don't. And I just, listen, we are people.
We're doing good.
We are lovers, we are givers, we are protectors, we want great things for our loved ones.
Sucks sometimes.
Just like there's a handful.
I think we care a little bit too much sometimes. I really do. That's
just
my
like
opinion.
In every community, there's some people who do wrong. In every nationality, ethnicity, there are just some people who go the wrong way. That doesn't mean the whole entire people are wrong or bad. Stop it with your stuff. I just don't understand. I mean, I do, because I have my own prejudices, but I also tell myself, well, Tisha, you deal with this.
Okay.
So, You can't feel this way because you deal with this, so you understand.
So you can't feel that way. That's why.
No, I understand, which is why I can't, because it's like, oh, wait, why would I want to hate somebody? I already know what it is to feel.
Okay. I have like two more topics and then we're done. So the Barbie people are thinking about coming out with Barbies for the same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
For kids. What do you think about that?
My reaction and response to that, because I thought about it.
And it started from a couple who was getting married, and they got custom Barbies made. The two, you know, side dolls.
Those who want their children to be subjected to it will have their children subjected to it, and those who do not want to have their children subjected to it will not have their children subjected to it. Well, and that is where it should stand.
Because I think it's funny, the words that you chose, because you didn't say open to or, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but you said subjected to.
That's what it is. Is this a subjective, in essence, a suggestion?
I wasn't thinking of it that way. I was thinking of it like in the context of a sentence.
What word did I just tell
subjective.
You?
Subjective. I don't know what that means.
Okay, so in school, I don't know either, so we're going to talk it through, and then I'm going to Google
no,
it.
No, I mean, I didn't know what your thinking right there.
When I think of subjective, I think of subject. When I think of subject, I think to be learned.
Oh, okay, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking...
No, I'm pretty sure. Subjection, objection, objectify.
We're not
objectifying, they're subjecting.
Subjected to, like, into. You
that's
are
what I took
forced
it as.
To,
not for, I never put force.
No, I didn't say that you said that.
Okay, I got a little nervous.
That was an example.
I got real nervous.
Lack of a better term. No, you didn't say that. But I feel like when you say, like, she was subjected to going to church.
You see it as a negative? You take subjected as
in that context of the sentence, yes.
If I did that, then
but you explained it to that's not what you meant. You meant to educate, and you said you applied to subject. And
I didn't put it.
Okay.
You get on my nerves that you forget that you said stuff.
No.
I explained to you what you said. You're like, okay. That's what I said.
I'm going to try to learn
it back. Yeah,
there you go.
Educate, learn.
I feel
same thing, right?
No. To teach them something. But my whole thing with that is... I don't know. I don't just... Listen, you do what you want with your children. It's yours. I do what I want with mine, and I teach them to do what they feel is, makes them happy.
Do this stuff.
I mean... If it makes you happy, then do what makes you happy. What's bad? I mean, that's subjective. Ha!
No, it's not. Molesting children is not subjective. It's bad.
Yes.
That's not subjective, is it?
No.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Because you said, what's bad?
Can y'all hear her? Because she's all the way in the kitchen. I don't know what she's doing in there.
Right is right and wrong is wrong. And bad is bad and good is good.
All I said was, can y'all hear her? Because she's in the kitchen. That's all I said. Where did you go off with the other shit?
Anyway,
what? You're far away, bitch. Anyway, what? Can y'all?
It's silent in here. Fuck you, bitch.
Can you hear that loud ass motherfucker in the kitchen? She in the kitchen. She cooking up. She. I don't even know. I was gonna try to rap, but I don't know how to do that. I just try to. Shut up, bitch. Before I really. You know what?
So, Mom, I hope that you see that I'm not the one that curses. It's her.
I do. I have a filthy mouth. I'll try to change it. It's gonna be quite difficult as I curse a lot.
Not me.
Sometimes I'm a psychopath, sometimes I'm not. Why you didn't bring the other chips?
Because I
because you have another topic.
Yep. Don't rush me. Do not rush me.
You're taking too long.
Well, I was doing something else. Sorry, making us drinks. I can't do everything at once.
You didn't put the whole bottle in there the first time?
You know what? No. Why would I do that? There always has to be a little for later. Oh, maybe I read it all. No, I did. But I could come up with one more. Hold on.
Cardi B and Offset.
Okay, well, that was on there.
And Sunny B.
Oh my god, if I read you my list, that was literally the text.
I don't even know who the fuck Sunny B is until.
I don't know who the bitch is either, but I was like, oh, I don't like this bitch. Mm-hmm. This stupid bitch.
You're doing too much.
Mm-mm. Did you see On the Way to Your Nigga House?
Mm-hmm.
Did you saw that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And I was pissed.
Was too, like, oh, bitch, you got us fucked. Because we will all come find you and whoop your ass.
Why would you do that?
That's trash.
That's to make your money? Really? That's how you want to make your money? Off of that?
So the ending of the podcast got kind of chopped up. I was trying to edit and I deleted instead of cropped or snipped or whatever it was. In any case, it's just the ending remarks about Cardi, Offset, Bad Bunny, them hoes. Not Cardi, them other hoes. And yeah, I think we saw that they were in the Dominican Republic and were hanging with each other. So, good luck on that. Maybe they're working on things. Whatever. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. What's the other one? Happy Hanukkah. All of those great things. Happy Merry Everything, you guys. We will be recording a podcast either tonight or tomorrow. It's the day after Christmas, by the way. I'll try to get Steph Keisha over here. And check out or look out for the YouTube video because it will be up either Friday or Sunday, the week of Christmas, the weekend of Christmas weekend. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed. And this is a... I can't remember what my name was. Arlington? Demetria? I don't know, child. I'm signing off. Steph Keisha here is not here, but there you go. Talk to y'all later.